大家好，我是 Jenny。 今天开言英语的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你呢，要带大家 revisit 一个你们很喜欢的话题，就是星巴克。
You know, this is also one of my favorite topics. I am Adam and I love Starbucks.
但今天我们要说的不是星巴克的咖啡，而是它最近啊，季节性在中国推出了一堆茶饮料。
Yeah, you almost lost me there, Jenny. I really do like the coffee. It's really what I go for. But, you know, there are so many other things, such as Starbucks seasonal specials.
对，就季节性一些特别的饮料，我们可以叫它为 seasonal specials,、
mm-hmm.
是吧？然后这一次在中国推出的这些呢 ,they're all tea-based drinks, basically.、
Mm.
但我觉得很吸引我的一点是，这些 tea drinks, 你读起来就好像都像 cocktails、And actually, Starbucks 它自己就命名它这一系列的这个冰茶饮料为 mixology 系列。
Yes, that's right. You can't really think about cocktails without thinking about this word mixology.
它其实就是 mix 嘛
mix drinks.
mix drinks、但是你加了一个 ology, 比如 biology、
geology.
对，就好像是一种学问、
mm-hmm.
所以这个词它其实就是在试图 elevate 或者 celebrate the art of mixing cocktails.
That's right.
然后这个词其实也是近两年来比较红的词。我前段时间去东京旅游、然后呢就发现就东京的酒吧很不错嘛，人家那边好多的酒吧都说自己是一个 mixology bar.
Right, and if they call themselves a mixology bar, they probably employ people called mixologists.
好吧 mixologist.
Yes, yes. So instead of, in the old days, you know, if you were a 调酒师, you'd say I was a bartender. But now it's, no, I'm a mixologist.
对，一个鸡尾酒学者嘛。
Right.
Anyways, 反正就把这个调酒啊，或者我们今天说的调茶上升到一种 art, 就 artisanal 的水平，是吧？
Right.
好，那我们今天就分享一些星巴克这个 mixology 冰茶系列的名字，然后这些名字呢特别有用的地方在于，如果你去一个酒吧，这种 mixology bar,、a lot of these words will appear on their drinks menu,、the cocktail list. 对于爱小酌的朋友呢，这个也是非常的有用的。好，我们先来看看其中的有一款 饮料啊，听了以后就让我觉得 very sour, 很酸。这个叫陈柚派对，然后它的英语名叫做
Triple Citrus.
Ooh, Triple
yeah,
Citrus.
Yeah, my mouth kind of like, Triple Citrus.
But I guess it's also very refreshing in summer.
Well, I love orange, I love grapefruits, but I'm confused. What's the third one?
Lemon? I don't know, maybe lemon. 对，但总之就是刚刚我们说这些很酸的水果，柠檬呀，橘子呀，橙子啊，柚子。在英语里他们都属于什么、
citrus fruits.
Citrus fruits.、所以当我们形容一个东西的口味也可以说 very citrusy.
Very citrusy, yeah, a citrusy flavor.
对，好，那这里还不光是一种 citrus, 而是 triple.
Yeah.
Triple citrus. Triple 是什么意思呢？
Three, like three times.
Three times, 没错。那大家可能更熟悉一个词是 double.
Double, yeah, like I doubled my money last week, and that sounds great until your friend says, I tripled my money.
对，所以一个是双倍，然后这个是三倍、好 triple citrus. OK, 那第二款饮料呢？ Well, it also sounds very sour.
Yeah, but this one sounds very refreshing, like you said before, right? Even more refreshing. Cold brew lemon sour.
Yeah, I think that's what I need on a hot summer's day.
Yeah, if you throw some gin in there, vodka.
对，那我们要说所有这些饮料 it's non-alcoholic, 都是没有酒精的。那这个 cold brew lemon sour, 我们首先来看看 cold brew.
Okay, cold brew, that word really did not exist before
Starbucks,
right? And especially like Starbucks of the past 10 years.
我还想说 3 years, 10 years 就有了吧。
Yeah, no, not even 10 years, but you know what I mean, like in the past decade.
对，就之前我们就好像点一个什么 iced coffee, or iced Americano, 结果前两年星巴克搞出一个这个东西叫 cold brew.
Yeah.
它就是冷萃咖啡、
right.
然后做的那个方式跟一个一般的冰咖啡是不太一样。
Right, I mean, in the old days, iced coffee was just coffee at ice.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. But this actually... 就它有一个什么蒸馏器那样慢慢慢慢的搞下来、mm-hmm. 是吧
Yeah, they're super expensive, those machines, and they're very breakable.
其实 brew 这个词呢在咖啡和喝酒的时候都很常用的。
Yeah, brew, actually we get this question、quite often. You can brew coffee, you can brew tea, you can brew beer and wine.、
Right.
It just means to make a liquid beer.
就煮啊什么对就比如星巴克它那个最便宜的我现在买 default 就是 Pike Place Roast、
oh, yeah.
这个就是它的 brewed coffee
brewed coffee
它直接放出来给你的、
yeah. right right
对吧、right. 嗯好那哎再来看看这款饮料它中文名字叫做酸柠腐冷萃啊这个文案写真好 cold brew lemon sour、
mm-hmm.
这个什么什么 sour sour 就是酸的意思、
right.
但在鸡尾酒里这两年呢也有一款酒很流行叫 whiskey sour、
mm, it's delicious
我很喜、哎、你也喜欢吗、
mm-hmm.
哦、它其实里面有 whiskey 但是它就是也有这些 citrusy 的东西
yep and an egg
egg white,
egg white
蛋清对反正我觉得就是一个男生女生都会喜欢很 refreshing 很清新的 cocktail
I just remember one time going to a bar with one of my friends when we were in graduate school and she asked for a whiskey sour and the guy just laughed at her and said、
Why?
that they don't have big girl drinks here because it was like a dance club or something
a dive bar
it was a dive bar right It's like sorry we don't have big girl drinks here
只有什么 vodka soda
vodka yeah
vodka redBull、
exactly.
好那我们接着再看 What's on the new Starbucks menu、oh, 接下来一个东西 中文叫醋意桃桃又是很酸的、
mm-hmm. So this one in English is peach shrub fizz That is not easy to say
I know peach shrub
Peach shrub fizz,
fizz.
Peach shrub fizz Okay I think I got it now
我看到中文名的时候醋意嘛我就第一个想到 vinegar、mm-hmm. likeJealous, right?
right?
Jealousy. 就想，为什么它英文名里面没有 vinegar 呢？后来一想，哦，因为 shrub 这个东西，它其实里面有 vinegar， 对不对？
Right. So this shrub, like when I think about a shrub, I think about a
plant,
a plant,
树
right?
对，因为它有一个意思是灌木。
Right, right, exactly. But no, it's also、something we call a concentrate.
对，其实 shrub 我就老在那个 cocktail menu 上面看到什么 shrub、mm. 什么 shrub， 我以前也没去研究这到底是什么。做今天节目之前，我去 Google 上查了一下，才发现哦，原来 shrub 它在鸡尾酒的世界里面就是一个像你刚刚说的 concentrate 一个浓缩的东西，是用 fruit 水果加上 sugar 糖和 vinegar 和醋。
And、vinegar, yeah.
Right. Okay, so that's where the 醋意 comes from, right? It's in the shrub. 那 peach 大家都知道的桃子，最后那个 fizz 是什么呢
？Bubbles.
Okay, 就是有气泡的饮料、mm. 哈。哎，所以汽水，我觉得特别英国人他们会说
fizzy water
or fizzy drinks.
Fizzy drinks,
对吧 ？Fizzy drinks 就是有气泡的汽水、
mm.
啊。好，反正这三款饮料我都蛮想喝的，然后也让我非常想去一个 mixology bar.
I really want to try them too, but actually, like my mouth right now, it's really hard to open because it's overthrown.Sour. My brain is just saying sour, 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 sour.
没有，而且我很羡慕在国内的朋友啊，因为我们在加拿大都没有这些好东西，没有这种 mixology. 他就说 your favorites are back. 你最爱的又回来，就去年所有推出过的那些旧饮料。I'm like, no, I want something new.
Something new.
I want this peach shrub fizz. Okay, let's keep moving on. 接下来的这一个，这个鸡尾酒。很多朋友都很喜欢 especially in summer.
Oh, I thought you were going to say especially ladies.
Oh, and ladies.
And ladies. Mojito.
Mojito.
Right.
莫吉托然后星巴克这次这个东西叫什么 Citrus.
Okay, so we have citrus again.
Right.
Okay, good job, Starbucks. Citrus mint mojito.
对因为一个 mojito 里面一定会有 mint.
Yeah, it just seems kind of
redundant.
Yeah. One thing that we really need to stress here, guys, mojito, I know it's a J. I know it's a J-I. It's not an English pronunciation.
对因为它 是一个古巴的 cocktail,
mm-hmm,
right? 所以它的 pronunciation 是
mojito.
是发 h 的音。
h, yeah, 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 yeah.
yeah. He,
mojito.
就比如 Spanish 一个 name, J-O-R-G-E.、Mm. It's not George, it's Jorge.
Jorge, yeah, yeah exactly. Jorge. Or just、Jose.
Jose, right. 好那这个 mojito, 其实鸡尾酒的 mojito 里面它是什么 rum?
Mm-hmm.
rum, 然后 mint
ice.
应该也有点 soda, 什么 fizzy.
You could put some little bit of fizz in there, and of course sugar.
Sugar, 对，不然会很酸啊。像 mojito, 特别我女生喝的时候，我就可以跟她说 easy on the rum. 如果你像我一样就不太会喝酒，但又喜欢鸡尾酒，其实教大家一个很实用的点酒方法，就跟她说 easy on the liquor. 就少放一点酒。
I always say easy on the ice. Yeah, more liquor, please.
对，我应该跟你搭一搭，是吧？I'm always yeah easy on the liquor 啊，像那种你要 easy on the liquor, 它就多放点冰或者 fizzy water, 那个就是一个 highball, right? 就是以前说的 long drink.
Yeah, well, I mean, a highball, basically a highball is a mixed drink, any kind of mixed drink.
然后而且是里面就是那种什么果汁啊或者汽水很多。
Something, yeah, right? Something.
好的，那今天我们最后要看的一款饮料呢是这个是有咖啡的。
Oh, yeah, well, you can kind of see that in its name, right? The sparkling espresso tonic.
Espresso, 浓缩咖啡。哦，其实前面那个 cold brew 也是咖啡。就不是都是茶。好，那我们讲这个 sparkling espresso tonic. Sparkling 呢就和前面的 fizzy 是差不多的意思。
Yeah, same thing. Bubbly water.
但我觉得 sparkling 用的更多一点嘛，至少在北美，如果你想买一瓶巴黎水了或者圣培露，就是 you want some sparkling water.
Right.
对吧？有气泡的意思。那除了 sparkling water, 还有 sparkling wine.
Yes, exactly.
But not all sparkling wines are champagne.
No, champagne is a sparkling wine.
对，但是它是从法国那个香槟地区来的。
Right.
我去过。
Really?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Did you actually have some real champagne?
当然了，因为你要去那个酒庄的一个 tour 嘛， so you tour the vineyard.
Right.
然后你要付钱，然后这里面会包括一杯 champagne,然后最后他还尝试卖你一箱，我说我实在不要那么多。OK, 好，那我们再来看看这个 tonic。
Okay, tonic you might know from a mixed drink, a very famous mixed drink called gin and tonic.
Right, G&T. Tonic water, 它就也是一种 sparkling water.
Yeah, but it's got sugar in it.
而且有点苦，你不觉得吗？
Yeah,
有点 bitter,
bit.
Right. 像 ginger ale, 我觉得 ginger ale 比 tonic 更甜。
Yeah, it's definitely sweet. The first time I ever had tonic water, I really thought like, oh,this is
I need some liquor.
Yeah, give me some liquor. Because it was always something that my grandpa's second wife would always drink, gin and tonic. And I'm like, oh, I'll try this tonic. Because I thought, oh, it's just tonic. I mean, it's just a...
okay.
Yeah, no, I didn't try the gin until, you know, a little bit later. But yeah, because I like ginger ale. And it was the same company that made the ginger ale made this tonic water. So I thought, oh, this will be good. And oh, so disgusting.
对，就比较苦，比较 bitter 啊，而且它这个还和 espresso 放在一起，就苦和苦。Adam, 今天所以我们讲的这些 drinks 里面，你最想试的是哪一个？
Brew coffee? Didn't we say brew coffee?
你只想试咖啡，你对任何这些都没兴趣。
I would try. I mean, to be honest with you, I'm not sure that I would walk into a Starbucks, open my wallet, and buy any of these things. But if someone were maybe treating me, then yeah, I don't know, the peach shrub fizz sounds pretty good.
哦，是吗？你这好好女生的口味，我最想试的是那个 cold brew lemon sour。因为我就上几个礼拜去西雅图玩的时候，那里星巴克的故乡，它有一个很大很大的 Starbucks Reserve， 然后它里面真的是有一块酒吧 ，and they are doing liquor with tea or coffee、mm-hmm.。然后我就试了一个，就是像这个 cold brew lemon sour， 但它里面是有 whiskey 的。
So far, you've told me that you don't drink, and yet you were in France drinking champagne, in Seattle drinking booze.
都是 easy on the liquor.
Oh, right.
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿啊。Did you or have you tried any of these new Starbucks drinks? Which one is your favorite? 还有哪一个是很雷区的？大家都可以在留言里面跟我们分享啊。那也非常感谢大家收听我们的节目。如果你想把英语学得更好的话呢，也欢迎大家尝试开言的会员课程。那尝试的方法非常简单，只要下载我们的 app 就可以了。在里面你可以找到我们为你准备的免费试用课，还有一个免费的体验营。Okay, thank you for listening. We'll see you next time. 再见。
Bye guys, and don't forget, mojito, mojito, Mojito.